Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for our weekly Powering Your Property segment. The property resale market may be moving at a more sluggish pace in comparison to last year as a result of COVID-19, but with viewings now possible, what can sellers do to make their property stand out from the crowd? Is renovation really necessary, or are there other ways to spruce up your space? Well, we're joined on the line today by Kaiser Kakaria and Sunita Gill, founders of Singapore Luxury Homes and group directors of PropNext Realty. Thanks for joining us today, guys. Now, first, I'd like to ask you, from what you're seeing on the market, would you say it's a buyer or seller's market at the moment?
Right now, basically, the way we're looking at it, I mean, this is one of the questions that we get asked frequently, almost all the time. Next to, of course, the next best question is always, where's the best place for me to buy right now, honestly? One of the things that we've noticed, actually, is that we wouldn't say it's a buyer's or sales market. Honestly, we're sort of in a market where both buyers and sellers have great potential right now. There are amazing deals with developers that are giving, you know, really amazing deals right now for their new developments, new launches. There are also a plethora of buyers, basically, that are coming into the market as well. Not necessarily coming into the country, but they are still calling from overseas because of virtual tours and everything that we are able to do now. A lot of them are looking at Singapore as their new home, depending on what's happening in their country or depending on just the taxes and everything that's happening or any countries that are blocking, you know, countries from going in. Singapore, of course, being one of the safest countries in Asia, almost, people love to come here and sort of put down roots and start to settle down. So there are, like I said, both sides are available, where sellers are getting really amazing prices because there are a big amount of buyers coming into the market. But of course, there is, you know, I mean, both sides are very cautious right now. Again, being a global pandemic, we've never had a situation like this before. Normally a pandemic has been either in the eastern or the western hemisphere. It's never been like a global thing, so this is the first time I think in history where the entire world now is being cautious. But even with that, I would say there are transactions happening every single day in Singapore as well as in the region. Just the volumes of the transactions have reduced slightly, and again, depending on the residential or the commercial side, either or areas slightly has reduced, but still people are buying and still people are selling, obviously.
So, Sunita, maybe you can tell me, what are some of the key changes that you're seeing happening in the market as a result of the pandemic, whether it's the way that you're dealing with clients or some of the queries that you're getting from clients?
Sure. So I think a lot of clients have adopted or rather accepted that every crisis brings opportunities. So in that sense, they have weighed a lot of pros and cons. Singapore has handled the crisis pretty well compared to a lot of our counterparts. And places like international hubs like London, Hong Kong, Europe, Indonesia, where a lot of our buyers were previously looking into. But now with the way that Singapore has handled it, I think there's a lot more confidence. So the buyers come here with confidence already established, and now it's come down to a price point. Like what Kaiser mentioned earlier, there are a lot of good deals in the market. If there are, and there are a lot more realistic sellers and serious buyers, because the buyers will at this time only probably contemplate a move if they really need to. I mean, they have a lot of considerations like hygiene of a new home that they're moving into. Or, you know, for renters, are they looking, a lot more renters are looking to extend their current leases, unless they really need to. However, one big thing I saw during our circuit breaker was that a lot of people were intending to move to bigger spaces with people working from home. Everybody was in each other's spaces. There was a sudden awareness that you needed to handle that kind of amount of people at home at the same time. I had a lot more inquiries of renters telling me that, you know, find me a bigger space.
So that said, for sellers that are looking to move their property at the moment, would you say it's worth renovating to sell to stand out in the market?
Honestly, I would say it is worth renovating it, depending on the age of the home and as well as how well it has been kept. Usually what we have found when we are looking at homes, when we do go to the sellers, they usually, the homes that are about 10 years or more, usually do require some sort of a upgrade, some sort of renovation, because, you know, styles change, people's tastes change and everything as well. And mostly you can actually see the age of a home through the main areas, like the main, I call them the investment areas, because these are the areas that people usually look at quite thoroughly. Usually it's the bathrooms and the kitchen. And you can tell how old the place is based on that. Rest of your home, you can cosmetically upgrade, but the bathroom and the kitchen, usually you do need a proper proper renovation or revamp. And a lot of sellers try to get away by just doing like very tiny, quick fixer-upper kind of style renovations. And then they say, oh, my unit, it's a, my home is a renovated home. See right through that. Unfortunately, this makes it a bargain. Like, sell, you know, you've done a bargain job, so I'm going to give you a bargain price. So normally what we end up telling our sellers is that, look, we don't need you to do a very big or very high price upgrade or renovation, but use good quality materials, keep it very minimalistic, and just go, you know, use a designer or even go online yourself and look for the latest trends that are happening right now, you know, that more with what the masses will like versus what you would like. Because a lot of times what we like, it doesn't you know, equal to what the masses will actually like for your home to sell the quickest.
We're speaking to Kaiser Kakaria and Sunita Gill, founders of Singapore Luxury Homes and group directors of Propnex Realty. Now, Kaiser, I hear what you're saying, but often the perception is that, you know, why bother renovating when a buyer is going to come in and renovate themselves anyway to the style they like? But what you're saying is that the property needs to be prepared to a standard that so a buyer can visualize themselves living in the property to a standard that they're accustomed to, or that aspirational living standard. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yes. And in fact, a buyer,
and if yeah, I can
in fact, a buyer would actually pay a premium, and they will be happy to pay that premium when they see a good quality unit, even though it's older. They'll see good quality that's been put into it, because they know that they won't have to put that money initially into that unit. So they would, in fact, be happy to pay that premium rather than paying the normal selling price. So they would pay above that if they can see something that's been done up a bit better.
And to be honest, a lot of workers are put away because they're dormitory workers and a lot of construction costs have gone up. So we also do see a complete overhaul of renovation costs going up, which is what comes back to Kaiser's point that probably just look into some major areas like a bathroom or kitchen and look to upgrade it as minimally as you can. Not do a full overhaul, but the important areas like probably the sinks or a toilet bowl or, you know, certain important pipes. At least it does show that you have actively taken care of the place that you want to sell, and it makes the buyers a lot more comfortable.
So would you say that even though you're going to be spending some money on renovations, you're likely to get a higher selling price if you've made an effort with the property when you're putting it on the market?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, but you will get a slightly higher.
Yeah, but definitely keep in mind one thing in Singapore, the valuation of the area or the condo is counted for much more than the renovation you've done in your homes. Unlike in the US and Canada and Europe, when you renovate a home, it increases the price sometimes significantly by 10 to 15%. In Singapore, the valuation of your home, the market price of what your home is a stronger foundation.
Goes on location.
Starts. And the location, yes, correct. And then after that, it's usually just a 3 to 5% increase in price because you've done a better job in your bathroom or a better job, you know, in the kitchen, stuff like that. So it's not a significant jump. So a lot of people end up thinking, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get, you know, 15, 20% more than what everybody else should get, and usually it's not the case. That's why we say keep the renovation, but keep it very minimalistic and try to keep that cost down using good materials and just keep it minimal.
So it really helps you to just stand out from the crowd.
It will move that property if there are three other apartments in that condo or that, you know, house that people are looking at as comparisons. Definitely something which has recently been revamped or upgraded will help to move your property better in this period of time. That's what we're trying to get at.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, construction prices are going up. So what are some of the simple things that homeowners can do to spruce up their homes if they don't have budget for renovation and renovation isn't on the cards?
As a mother of two children and a full family living at home during the COVID period, decluttering the home was one of the exercises that we did, which really helped. A lot of things can be put away, can be, you know, thrown out, organized, things like that completely overhaul a look sometimes. Simple things like a featured wall, a fresh coat of paint brightens up a room, just as simple as changing a color. Yellow has been a happy color. I've seen a couple of houses have a splash of paint of yellow in the living room. Or, you know, again, it's subjective to everybody's liking. But, you know, things like flowers, a lot of simple interior decor, like even a painting, can overhaul and make a place look a lot more presentable and nicer to look at. If your furniture is dated, there are simple things like just a simple upholstery that you can do just to fluff up your sofa area. You can add things like ornaments around the house, candles. One thing that we've seen people adding are like scented candles. So we went into a home and we actually smelled cookies baking in the background. It wasn't actually a cookie, but it was a scented candle of a cookie jar, and that makes a person feel very comfortable when they actually walk into a home. It helps with your senses. It helps the buyers get a lot more comfortable in a space that they are in. It's just how these little things make a difference.
That's interesting. So it's not just a visual, but when you're selling a home, it's really multi-sensorial, isn't it?
Selling your home is an emotional thing for both the buyer and the seller, right? So you want to invoke all the senses when you are looking at selling a home. And again, renovation may not be in the process. So again, as Sue mentioned, things like, you know, making your house smell a little better. If you're not living in the home, then at least giving it a staging process. So just having minimal staging done to your home so that it looks a lot much nicer, so that that way your home can move quicker in the seller's market. And then getting a good photographer, a good videographer to present your home in the best possible manner.
Well, Sunita and Kaiser, it's been absolutely wonderful speaking with you and really interesting. I'll keep all of this in mind if I ever plan to put my property on the market. We've been speaking with Kaiser Kakaria and Sunita Gill, founders of Singapore Luxury Homes and group directors of Propnex Realty. This is Powering Your Property on Primetime on Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.